Good evening and welcome to an hour and a half with me, Antimon, playing some musical sketches that I did in 2004. I've been going through my hard drives and four-track cassettes here, and you'll hear my old PC humming in here in the background. Every now and then I find something that I think sounds a bit interesting, either as an example of what I was into at the time or as an embryo to a song. So that's what I'll be playing for you here. What you just heard were two pieces that I did with the Nord Modular G2 engine, which I bought when it was released at the turn of the year between 2003 and 2004. The second track was a drone that was done by using one of the presets that shipped with G2 and just holding down a chord, tweaking some parameters and jumping between variations. Next up is some fun I had with the vocoder module in the Nord Modular. I made my own auto-tune patch, which wobbles a lot, probably more due to poor singing than poor patching. Auto-tune in this context means a patch that tries to find out what note a singer is singing. The patch sets an oscillator to that note and it guides the singing through a vocoder so that the pitch becomes perfect. And after the vocoder track comes some noodling with a preset that uses a delay loop, and then comes a little tune and then another other vocoder thing.
Thank you. Till mor för
So those were some Nord Modular Whimsy ditties. The last one translates to "I sell shoes to my mother." It rhymes better in Swedish. For those of you who don't know the Nord Modular, it's a synthesizer that was shipped with a lot of great sounding presets, actually, many of them more complex than most you will ever hear on any synthesizer, I would say. The reason for this complexity is that when you open up the Nord's editor on a PC, you get to program each patch like a huge modular synthesizer, meaning you can set up any number of modules, such as oscillators, filters, envelopes, sequencers, Boolean logic, delays, and loads of variations of all of these and other stuff as well. And you can connect them in any way you want with the most amazing results. Strangely enough, there has yet to be a proper imitation of this synthesizer, the Nord Modular G2 especially. It was discontinued several years ago, and you could imitate it in hardware and software. I think it would be great, but no one has done it really so far. Anyway, I have a lot of G2 presets and custom-made patches tonight. As you may have guessed, I've already played some. And next up is some more G2 preset playing. This is an organ sound, and it's a rhythmic tune, also using a lot of presets. Then another auto-tune thing, where I sing in Swedish about eating yellow berries. Thank you. I like to think that that last one takes its mood from all the depressing folk music we have in my country. The text is repeating, "Let's go out and eat yellow berries," over and over. I am Antimon, and you are listening to some old music sketches that I did in 2004. Next up is a majestic G2 preset, then three tunes. The first one uses some basic oscillator and envelope combos for a percussion in a way that I kind of like. I have to remember to make more stuff like that. So here they come.
Thank you. his friend. This sad peer stay in shape and slowly take me. I take myself and gladly lose this fate, this crystal place. Shapes are here, they spread out, raised a light, they slowly take me. Shapes, I came to the rite of passage through time. I stripped, I was cut, I was
last one was again all G2 presets. I've seen or read people complaining about the G2's presets, and well, I don't know what they're talking about. I guess there's always someone complaining about any synthesizer's presets. Anyway, next up is some guitar with the G2 only doing some nice echoing, which is the G2 is great at. You can do lots of things with the delay modules. I love them. And after the guitar comes a song that I'm very pleased with, but I'm unsure how you will or others will like it. It uses the same very basic sequenced tone sound throughout the song, building chords that make up the entire instrumental part. Then there are some trashy percussion and a vocal singing some nonsense lyric that I made up quickly. And after that you'll hear what it sounds like when I bang random stuff and record it through an 8-tap delay on the G2, where the taps are panned so that it sounds like the sound travels from side to side.
Glancing
is that chancing? Don't look at them, my friend. Stay with me till the end, or I'll die. I'll die. Hey, see you. Come with me to San Antonio.
You enjoyed those random noises. Next up, Inimal Song, which is a bass line and some processed song that distorts a bit. I'd record the vocal again, but then I'd have to dig out whatever G2 patch I used for the effects. And it's another example of a song that I really want to flesh out with something, but I can't to add. After that is a rhythmic thing called Dr. Rhyme. Then comes a longer track, which distorts a bit also. And after that comes a track where I used the panned ATAP delay that you just heard. That, and a multi-tracked acoustic guitar. I think I used something like 6 track for the guitar. Though it sounds a bit too good for that to be true. I'm usually not that good at playing with timing. Anyway, here are those tracks.
You don't want to be special, you just want
Dr. Ryan. Dr. Ryan. Dr.
Antimon, and you're listening to some old music sketches that I did in 2004. Next up is 36 seconds of vocoder leading up to a G2 song that was sequenced from Cubase, and then comes a longer track with some G2 noodling. After that is a track where I set up a mic microphone with lots of gain and recorded my fingers as they tapped in time on a table, and the resulting sound was put into the G2 into some filters with maximum resonance so that I got tones out of it, and each tap also triggered the clock on a note sequence in the G2 so that in turn controlled the filter cutoff so that a sequence of notes was played as I tapped on the table. And I remember fiddling with this for a while, trying to get the recording right. It was tricky. And I guess I must have been playing with the volume up, because it's the only time so far in this apartment that I have that I've heard a shouting from another apartment for me to lower the damn volume.
Thank you.
All the tracks I've played have been in approximate chronological order corresponding to when I recorded them in 2004. And these last four tracks that I'm going to play now were made in the end of that year, in November and probably December too. And first comes some rhythmic noodling on the G2 with guitar, then comes another song that I'm unsure about how it will be received. And if you ever wanted to hear what I sound like when I sing in falsetto, now is the time. After that comes a minimal ditty with bass and wobbly lead, and I'll end the show with a song I call The Garden of the Stone. I hope you have found this show interesting and perhaps even enjoyable, and I wish you a pleasant evening. I am Antimon, and you have been listening to my sketches from the year of 2004. Take care and good night.
did your friend say he went? When will he return to stand in the garden of the stone, where we're building our thrones? We settle down a spear, a brook, a pier. We're laying out a road, it's winding through the trees, built by pebbles made of gold. When your friend returns, your scar will roll on suns so bright. It floats, it dies. I got a shoe out of, we are sowing seeds of might in our garden by our thrones, where we're built to state of tones. We settle down a spear, a brook, a pier. Garden of the Stone.